Another reminder, yesterday of the cost of living crisis, we find ourselves battling food prices up 6.4% for April, fruit and veggies up 9.4%. The government displaying a dose of serious tin ear are insisting the budget will focus on reforming the health system and climate change. Nats and ACT argue the cost of living and inflation are immediate concerns. National's finance spokesperson Nicola Willis with us. Morning.
And good morning to you.
Now, I know that Mr. Robertson yesterday was saying we're past the crisis budgets, this is the new normal. I mean, if this is the new normal, we've got trouble, haven't we?
Yes, we do, because we're not going to have the books back into balance until 2025. And Grant Robertson is continuing to spend up a storm. He's intending that this budget will be the biggest spending budget in New Zealand history. He's adding another $6 billion on, and that's all happening at a time when we've got the cost of living running the highest it has in 31 years, interest rates set to climb, Kiwis' wages not keeping up. So people are doing it tough. But the finance minister just keeps on spending.
I think I heard a hint from him yesterday that the old R word might be in play before too long. We're headed for recession.
Well, look, there are dark clouds on the horizon. There is no doubt. When interest rates are climbing, we're going to see some real pain across the economy. And there are a lot of economists saying, look, we're in this highly inflationary environment. People are going to have to spend less. Things could get a lot harder in the coming months.
See, when you, as an opposition, go, we need to do something about the cost of living, I don't think anyone would disagree with that, and we probably have that as a greater priority than climate change. But be that as it may, you're still advocating spending, and spending is inflationary.
Well, actually, what we are saying is this is absolutely the time to be disciplined about government spending, to be maximising the bang from every buck. And our message to the finance minister has been, don't just think you'll be judged by how many announcements or nice press releases you do in this budget. You will be judged by the outcomes you get for any extra cash you put in, because every dollar you're putting in is a dollar you're taking away from stretched Kiwi households who could really do with that money back in tax relief right now. So that's our priority. We think it should be his priority too.
I noticed Waka Kotahi spent $145 million on consultants versus $200 million on actual construction. That would be a good example of a waste of spending, given the department and every ministry going has increased in size anyway.
That's right. Great example. And that agency has more than doubled its PR team to 88 staff. Most of them are earning over 100K. And you have to say, is that what people pay their taxes for? I think that what people pay their taxes for is they want to see roads built. Absolutely. They want to see good transport. Absolutely. But they don't want to see the government putting more and more buckets of cash into PR and consultancies, working groups, new strategy documents. And there's been far too much of that from this government.
He argues it's the war in China. There's nothing he can do about it. You say what?
Well, I say, yes, of course there are international factors, but there's a lot of problems happening here at home. Why is it that our inflation is running well ahead of what we're seeing in Australia? Why is it that even in a time of low unemployment, we still have more people on a job seeker benefit than we did when this government came to office? So we have homegrown problems. The minister shouldn't ignore them, but he should also adjust his behaviour for the times. When we are in a difficult situation, it's hard to understand why he thinks this is the time to add more spending than has ever been added in a budget in New Zealand history.
All right, Nicola, have a good weekend. Appreciate it very much. Nicola Willis, the National Party finance spokesperson. If you missed the Waka Kotahi, this is part of the New Zealand Upgrade Program. So since 2019, they've spent $145 million on consultants versus 200 on actual construction. Astonishing, isn't it? 145 million. And this is a ministry that's expanded. They've all expanded. They've got more people. What's the ministry do if all they're doing is hiring consultants? And by the way, that's before you get to the 230,000 pocket change on the nearly 100 social media listening reports. As Seymour so eloquently put it, far from listening to the science, the government basically followed social media chatter.